Look with me, if you would, in your Bibles this evening, in chapter 5 of Luke. God doesn't change, and that's what I like about your pastor. He has not changed. He still has an interest in doing what? Reaching lost souls for Jesus Christ. And I hope and trust in these thoughts that I'll give you this evening that you and I would both not only have an interest, but we would also involve ourselves. And not only would we involve ourselves, we would invest in whatever God would have us to do. And if we're already invested, that we would increase what we're already doing, because he's coming again. And when he comes again, whether he comes for me or someone sends me, I'm looking forward to going to heaven. And I'm glad that I'm not going to hell. And I'm doing everything I can to keep people out of hell, because hell's a real place. And I'm glad someone reached me for Jesus Christ. And I'm sure you feel the same way, that you're saved. Bible college, do not waste your life, student, on the secular work. God's got you here for a purpose. So get involved now. Don't wait till you get to the mission field or wait till you get to a church. Get involved now in reaching people. Someone asked me, when was your first convert? The week after I got saved. All I did was tell them, I went to church. The guy got up, preached against every sin that I've committed. And he says, you need to trust Jesus Christ. I says, that's something to consider. I think I may be interested in doing that. I don't want to go to hell. And I came back that night and I got saved. And I thank God for that. I thank God for people that are interested in people. Very, very, very familiar passage here. Luke chapter 5, verse 2, and says, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for the draught. And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, it's amazing when we follow the instructions of Jesus, the things that happen in and through our lives. And when this they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came, and they filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they have taken. And so was James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we briefly look into your word this evening, I pray and ask that you'd speak to our hearts. I pray you help us to focus on what our interest is this evening. As time grows closer for your second coming or our home going, there's only so much time to involve ourselves in something that's eternal. I pray and ask, Lord, that we would always have an interest in doing your will. I pray this evening, Father, as we look at the scripture, that you would help us to focus on what's important and what's not. Bless now this evening, in Christ's name we pray. This evening, I know many of you are interested about the Dodger game. I have no concern about the Dodgers. I don't care if they win. I don't care if they lose. I don't even know who they're playing. But I do know one thing. I have an interest in people. People are the priority. And I think Jesus also had an interest in people. And here we see him looking for a vessel. And each one of us this evening is a vessel that God's wanting to use. And I wonder this evening if you're interested in letting God get into your vessel and say, here am I, Lord, I want to be used of thee. Here am I, Lord, I want to go to the foreign Pharaoh. Here am I, Lord, I want to go knock on a door in Lancaster. I know what it's like to knock on doors in Lancaster in 115 degrees when the people look at you saying, are you just plain ignorant? Do you understand how hot it is? And I always respond like this. Do you understand how hot it is in hell? An interest in people. I was on a plane about a year and a half ago on one of those small little Eagle planes, and I'm sitting there in the side of the plane, crunched in like this, Pastor. This big old guy, bigger than me, huge. And he comes walking down, and I'm looking around. No other seats. I figured he's sitting beside me. He's going to be sitting on top of me. As soon as he came in, he says, my name's Archie. I'm a homosexual. I says, my name is Ed Bordell. I'm a Baptist missionary. Everyone on the plane went silent. For the next 45 minutes, Archie and I, we laughed, we wept, and we talked about the things of God. He knew more scriptures than many people that I know. I'm interested in people, not in possessions. Once or twice in my life, I had an opportunity to run across somebody that was, I would say, possessed by spirits that weren't spiritual. But every day I run across people that are possessed by possessions. That are always considering, what more can I get? The interest. This evening, I'd like for you to consider what you're interested in, what you're focusing on. Jesus says, Simon, lend me your vessel. I'm interested in using you. I want to be used of you, Jesus. I believe everyone here this evening would like to do the same. But not only is he talking about our interests, our involvement, what are we involved in? I'm glad that you have a pastor. I'm glad that this church has a missions conference. I'm glad that this pastor and this church had interest in me to go to Costa Rica and establish something for the cause of Christ that now we can participate as we send back to your Jerusalem, because Lancaster for me is the uttermost parts of the world. When I was in South Carolina last week, I couldn't even understand when they spoke. When I was in Seattle, I text your pastor. He says, where are you at? I says, Seattle, knocking doors. He says, God bless you. Knocked on the door of someone. They says, do you understand where you're at, young man? That's a good compliment. I says, yes, I'm in Seattle, Washington. They said, no, you're in the belly of the beast. And then they laughed at me. They scorned me. I says, I have something that you need. You may not need it now, but you will need it later. And it's called salvation. See, we should involve ourselves wherever we may find ourselves. We find Peter here. He was washing his net. I'm sure he was weary. And many of us, we are finished. We say we haven't seen no soul saved. I thank God that Sunday I had the opportunity to see souls saved when I preached. I'm glad Sunday that souls were saved in Costa Rica. I'm glad Sunday souls were saved in other works. I'm glad there was baptisms. I'm glad that people are seeing our Savior and what he's done for them. Where's our focus at? As we involve ourselves. And as we move along, we see that Peter, like many individuals, we always have an answer. We say, we've toiled all night, we've seen nothing. Nevertheless, he understood when he said, Master, the priority. Who is the master of our lives? Who's mastering your life? I'm out of control. I don't want control of my life. I always tell the Lord, Lord, this life is yours to control. I always say Baptists never tell a lie. They just sing them. Think about it. Except one song. I wish I had given him more. So much the more. Because time is so short. So I want to make sure what I'm interested in, what I'm involved in, is a good investment. An investment in lives, in people, in order to extend the gospel of Christ. And not only am I concerned about who is the master, but he says, nevertheless, at thy word. This Bible should have the priority in our lives. Did you read it today? Did you listen to Pastor Chappell when he read Acts chapter 1:8? That is instruction. That is instruction. And we are instructed to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. until he comes for us. And as we look, and as we close, I know that always gives your pastor, when I'm behind the pulpit, some encouragement, investment. See, interest causes involvement, which causes investment. An investment is something that we act upon, or it's an amount. How much do I put in to what I believe? How many of you remember Paul Harvey? Younger generation don't remember him. If you believed it, you'd live it. Do we believe the Bible? Do we believe the Bible? Are we interested in things that God's interested in? See, he saw Peter fishing. Peter caught nothing. Peter was weary. Peter was working, cleaning the nets. Peter was ready to go home. And the master came and says, Peter, I'm looking for a vessel. And as Peter obeyed the Lord, it's amazing, the last eye, there was an increase when he went fishing. They were astonished. I'm still astonished what God has done in Costa Rica. I'm sure your pastor would say the same thing. I'm astonished, and this is only the beginning. I'm excited to see what God is going to do when this is a station for missionaries worldwide. Because God's interested in using a vessel, and this is a great vessel to use for the cause of Christ. And God wants other people to get involved. That's why I want to be involved in West Coast Baptist College. I want to see missionaries go out. When I see the presentations or I hear the reports, I always go back and give a report. We're doing a good job as we invest in these young people to take the gospel. The other day I was in a church. Most folks were elderly. There's a little boy, Andrew, 7, 8 years old. Followed me everywhere. I turned around and says, hey, Andrew, how you doing? He says, how you doing, Brother Bordell? I know I'm bald. I know I'm fat, but I'm good looking. But I don't know what he saw in me. He says, I want to be with you. I says to his parents, I says, could he go out soul winning with us? And when we went out soul winning, Andrew just stood there in awe. And I knocked on the door. He says, they didn't like what you had to say. I says, that's pretty perceptive, Andrew. And then I knock on another door and says, they liked what you had to say. I says, yes, because they're saved. So we go back and we have the banquet. And Andrew says, can I sit at the table with you? I says, sure, Andrew. Andrew was imitating everything that I was doing. And I'm thinking to myself, now there's all these other folks around. But I'm thinking, here's a young man that's 7 years old that has his whole life to do anything. After I finished preaching the banquet, a young lady came up to me. She goes, I remember when you taught in 5th grade Sunday school class, Sunday morning in Long Beach. And I remember God got a hold of my heart, and I told God I would give him my heart and I would surrender to do whatever I'm now teaching in the Christian school. And it was all because of that day you came in and you encouraged us. See, I'm just here to encourage you to keep doing what you already know. Nothing new. There's nothing new. This text is not new. It's our interest that changes. God never changes. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. This pastor doesn't change. He just, the only thing he does is increase. Not only investment, but you need to increase your vision. Every time I'm around him, he's got a project. I am excited to go back and say, gentlemen, we're raising some money. I'm looking forward to buying some Bibles in Papua New Guinea. $3 for a Bible. The first thing I told Norma, let's do the calculation. Put that down. I'm going to go back and we're going to get some money because we want to get the seed out of the barn because we want to plant it and see souls saved. Oh, isn't it exciting? Why do you think I'm excited all the time? Because you see the fruit. And there's nothing like seeing the fruit. Amen. This evening, consider what you're interested in. Consider what you're involved in. Consider what you're investing in. Considering what you're going to do to increase. We give substantially as your pastor. The baptistry over in, when the pastor stood up here, pastor's leadership conference, he says, can anyone, here's a sheet of things that we need. And I saw no greater thing than to buy is a baptistry. I says, we'll take the baptistry. And he said, I think $13,000, $15,000. What's $13,000, $15,000 to see people baptized? I remember when Brother Navarrete, he told me how many folks were baptized and how many folks have been baptized since then. Praise God. Amen. Getting Bibles into the hands, buying baptistries. There's three things that we buy all the time for missionaries. And I'm going to close with this. Tracts, chairs, and offering plates. The tracts to bring them in, the chairs to set them down, and the plates to collect money to get more out. And it's worked. We'll give over $100,000 this year to missions. And it's good to see what God has done with the seed that he's placed in our care. And the last I, here am I. I'm glad your pastor said, here am I, I'm going to Lancaster. I'm glad that I says, here am I, Lord. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Went to Bible college, didn't even have a pair of socks or a t-shirt. 9 months saved, didn't even know that there was 66 books of the Bible. I thought there was two, Old Testament, New Testament. You laugh, it wasn't funny for me. But you know what? I had an interest of learning. And I got involved while everyone else was playing around and everyone else could do everything. And I had no idea what I was doing, but I got involved. And then I started to invest. And then I started to increase. And then I started to decrease. And then he began to increase. And then I got to the point where it says, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Very simple thought to think about this evening.